California County Board votes to boot elected sheriff from office. The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously June 24th to remove the county's first female and first Latina sheriff from office after alleged misconduct, including the use of slurs, an improper relationship, and acts of retaliation. The county could become the first in California to unseat an elected sheriff. A series of allegations surfaced after Sheriff Christina Corpus assumed office in 2023. She was sued by the county executive officer for millions in damages last year. The board began the process of removing Corpus last year after the county received an unprecedented number of complaints about her and her former executive director, Victor Ennell. The county hired retired Judge LaDoris Cordell last year to investigate the complaints and concerns of current and former sheriff's office employees about Ennell. After interviewing 40 current and past employees, Cordell reported allegations of a relationship between Corpus and Ennell that went beyond friendship and was possibly intimate and presented a possible conflict of interest. The report also included allegations of possible violations related to Ennell's promotion to a reserve deputy. Other allegations included an improper firing of an assistant sheriff after cooperating with the investigation and other alleged retaliatory actions taken by Corpus. The report also included allegations of Corpus using and texting racial and homophobic slurs in the workplace. Sheriff Corpus should step down and Victor Ennell's employment with the sheriff's office should be terminated immediately, Cordell wrote in the 524-page report. Nothing short of new leadership can save this organization that is in turmoil and its personnel demoralized. Corpus didn't attend the meeting Tuesday, and her attorney did not return a request for comment by publication time. Before the vote, Corpus's attorneys urged the supervisors to read the transcript of the sheriff's hearing and asked two supervisors to recuse themselves from the vote after disclosing publicly their intentions to remove her. The supervisors elected not to take the advice. Her attorneys also said the process was not fair and the sheriff intended to exhaust all administrative remedies and all judicial remedies. It's become personal and we will take this as far as we need to take it, attorney Tomas Mazzucco told the board Tuesday before the vote. Supervisors voted 5-0 for removal, agreeing with the county's chief probation officer John Keene that the sheriff's conduct violated the for cause provisions in the county charter. Following Tuesday's vote, the sheriff had 5 calendar days to appeal and request a hearing. After selecting a hearing officer, the officer would have up to 60 days to hold a hearing on the matter and another 45 days to submit an opinion to the board. The board will then have 30 days to consider the opinion, according to County Attorney John Nibelin. County supervisors cited 3 grounds for removal: violation of the law related to the performance of sheriff's duties, flagrant and repeated neglect of those duties, and obstruction of an investigation into her conduct. "I think this is a very regrettable chapter in the history of San Mateo County," said Supervisor Jackie Spear before voting. "The taxpayers are paying a very heavy price." Supervisor Noelia Corzo said she favored making documents related to the case open to the public. "I personally look forward to the day that the public has access to any and all information related to this removal process," Corzo said. "This is an important step in this process, and I think we stand firm in knowing this process is one that will do right by the community and is the right thing to do." The board heard from a handful of residents for and against the removal Tuesday. "This board has been acting on emotion and anger, not democracy," said commenter Thelma Uribe. "The entire process has been compromised from the beginning. Taxpayers are paying for this personal retaliation against this sheriff. You will all have this stain as part of your legacy." Resident Jim Salinas agreed with Uribe. "I am absolutely appalled by the irresponsible actions of this body," Salinas said. Vanessa Lemus Tapia defended the board's actions. "Supported Christina's campaign when she ran for office," Tapia said over Zoom. "This is not bias, but rather the rule as representatives of the county. Sheriff Corpus has had ample opportunities to share her side of the story. I believe we need to take action to remove this corrupt sheriff from office immediately. Corpus's removal required a 4/5 vote by the supervisors, according to the county's Measure A, an initiative approved by 84% of the county's voters in March that amended the county charter and allows supervisors to remove an elected sheriff for cause. Three cities in San Mateo County, San Carlos, Millbrae, and San Mateo, along with the Organization of Sheriff Sergeants and the union representing the sheriff's command staff, called for Corpus to resign. In 2022, Los Angeles County voters passed a similar measure to allow its Board of Supervisors to remove a sheriff for violating laws, neglecting duties, misusing public funds or properties, obstructing an investigation into the department, or willfully falsifying documents. The board has not exercised the option. Controversy surrounding the sheriff and county, located about 20 miles south of San Francisco, ramped up last year after allegations were made on both sides. The county's executive sued the sheriff for $10.5 million. The claim filed March 13th alleged Corpus made up stories about County Chief Executive Mike Callagy. The claim alleged the sheriff made false statements about Callagy during a press conference on September 22, 2024, saying the chief executive made an inappropriate and offensive request to tell him whom she dated in the county, and also negotiated with unions without her input. Corpus allegedly said Callagy used retaliation, abuse of power, discrimination, and bullying tactics, according to the claim. Callagy also claimed Corpus conspired with Enel to publish false statements against him to intentionally damage his reputation. The sheriff has denied the allegations and filed a lawsuit against the county, in which she claims the process was politically motivated and violated her due process rights.